Arizona's economy, immigration, education. Where do the candidates stand on the big issues affecting Arizona? Arizona Votes, comparing the candidates on Arizona's Morning News.
Sweeping away the crazy claims made in millions of campaign mailers like a turbocharged leaf blower, our Comparing the Candidates is an opportunity to hear in their own words what the actual plans are of the candidates on the big issues.
And at only 46 days away from Election Day, we tackle the top Arizona voter issue of the economy and how the candidates in the U.S. Senate race say they'll handle inflation, Arizona's rising housing costs, and record gas prices.
The entire nation, by the way, closely watching this Arizona race because we could help decide if the Senate remains in Democratic control or flips to the Republicans. And KTAR senior news reporter Jim Cross is here to help us break down the economy and the Senate race.
Yeah, Jamie, a Democratic Arizona U.S. Senator Mark Kelly told Arizona's Morning News he pushed the administration to do more to put the brakes on the sky-high inflation.
You know, with regards to the price of gas, you know, pushing the administration, you know, to increase oil and gas leasing and release petroleum from the strategic reserves, those have an effect. But, you know, at the same time, prices are still too high.
And he's also touting the recently passed Inflation Reduction Act and bringing down the price of insulin and capping prescription drug costs for seniors. And he also points to the jobs created under the Biden administration.
Over the last year and a half, we have created more manufacturing jobs in this country than over the last 30 years in any given year. So there's been a lot of success.
But I know, Jim, that the Republican in that race is no fan of that Inflation Reduction Act.
Not at all. Republican Blake Masters told KTAR's Mike Broomhead show the Inflation Reduction Act is nothing more than tax and spin.
You never have to wonder how Mark Kelly's going to vote when Joe Biden proposes a bill. He's just an automatic rubber stamp, yes. I was a little disappointed with Senator Sinema and Senator Manchin, who caved and voted to pass the Inflation Reduction Act. But at least you had to wonder, are they going to do this? Are they not going to do it? Okay, they did it.
Now, Masters says he wants to promote American industry, high-paying, high-tech manufacturing jobs that bolster national security. He wants to rein in government spending and overregulations. He says responsible for driving up prices, and he wants to restore American energy independence.
Mark Kelly, Joe Biden, they don't actually care if you're paying double for a tank of gas, even triple. They don't care. Like, that's worth it to them. They would rather have you suffer but get their green New Deal, their climate prerogatives over the finish line.
And as we've done it on the other issues in the Senate race, we have included the Libertarian candidate who will also appear on the ballot on November 8th.
Yeah, that would be Mark Victor, who says government should have a limited role in the economy.
You could accurately describe me as a live and let live kind of guy. That's the philosophy that I'm bringing to the table. I think your money is to be spent the way you think it should be spent, not the way the federal government thinks it should be spent. And that's really the fundamental difference between me and the R and the D.
Yeah, they told Arizona's Morning News people should be the iron-fisted dictator over their own money, not the government.
That's what freedom is about. That's how we get to peace. That's what being in America is about. That is the essence of a free society.
And Election Day coming up November 8th.
Now, of course, he's facing tens of millions of dollars in advertising that he doesn't have. I'm talking about the Libertarian Mark Victor, but he's still a decent showing in the latest polling. He's at 6%, but way behind Masters and Kelly, and Masters is way behind Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly's starting to pull away a little bit. He's up 12 right now, 47 to 35, and OH Predictive Insights poll. And it's also should be pointed out that Kelly really outspent Masters earlier this month, about $5 million in advertising to a little less than $2 million for Masters.
Yeah, and we were talking with Chuck Todd a little earlier about how, you know, they took the $8 million off the table, those pro-Masters ads paid for by Mitch McConnell's super PAC, and they just canceled $10 million more this week. So, yeah, not a lot of money coming to the rescue of Blake Masters there.